This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Go to the newsroom, see what's going on. Decked out in her doggy shirt. Are they all corgis?
I guess. I don't know. I just threw this shirt on today.
Corgis.
It says bork, all over bork, it. I don't know.
They look like corgis.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're adorable.
Yeah, I know. They're cute.
Right. For Shelly.
Usually, when you're pointing out my shirt, it's like low cut or something.
But
this is just like a regular t-shirt
today. Oh, no, this is absolute.
Yeah, yeah.
This is absolute.
This is like, hey, it's casual Friday today.
It's kind of.
I have some camo leggings and a t-shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
We're good to go.
And your high tops.
Yeah,
it's kind of what we were just talking about, the way people's personal habits have changed because of the quarantine.
Yeah.
34% of people don't wear a bra like they used to.
I'm tempted to take this one off. I don't know if you can hear it. I have
like
a sports
bra.
Yeah, listen. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And it's driving me crazy because that sound is coming from the clasp right behind my neck.
Yeah.
And every move I make, I hear this. Can you hear it right now? Because
yeah,
it's in
bit,
my,
know,
yeah.
But it'll, I know, yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Then I will be taking it off because I'm not going to be able to deal with that
yes,
all day.
Yes. How's the clasp on your pants? You can quote that. That's not a work sentence, if I may. For most workplaces, how's the clasp on your pants? Hey, Rod's here.
Hey, running back.
I haven't heard the news in a while.
Showtime. Yes.
This is the best day ever.
Yeah.
Do you think I can pull off that thing where
you can do it with the shirt on?
Yeah, with the shirt on while I'm reading
on
the news.
Only, while you're reading the news.
You think I could do that?
I'll play that music they use for juggling plates.
I don't know if I could do it. It's a sports bra, so it's got a little tightness to it. It doesn't have a clasp. So
yeah, don't you have to pull your head out?
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Actually, no, you could just push it down your arms, right?
Well,
yeah, kind of. Yeah.
And then it's waist?
It would have to come all the way.
That's well, yeah, but I mean, it would be off for the time being.
And then you know. Give
Yeah.
It's going to be some work to try to do.
Give a little snap roll there. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes after 6 o'clock. Let's find out what's happening out in the world while she makes herself, and make yourself comfortable, please. It's news time now.
Yeah, coming up in the news, Lady Gaga's dogs make the news today. So we'll talk about that. And the first ever lactating breasts commercial. It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. Holding a phone while you're driving is now against the law in Virginia. If one of these idiots hits you, call Huffman and Huffman at 422-HELP before you call anyone else. So I'm sure you saw the big news yesterday. Hasbro announced its Mr. Potato Head is going to be going gender neutral this year.
It's Mr. Potato Head.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head will keep their names, but the toy line itself will now just be Potato Head Toys to be more inclusive.
Okay. So it's no longer Mr. Potato Head as the brand.
Right.
It's just Potato Head, but they're keeping the individual characters.
As the news hit yesterday, the internet had a bit of a freak out. So Hasbro scrambled to reassure you that this isn't really that big of a deal. It's not a huge change. Mr. Potato Head himself is still going to exist. As I said in a statement, though, culture has evolved. Kids want to be able to represent their own experiences. This according to a company representative.
Right, right.
The way the brand currently exists with the Mr. and Mrs. is limiting when it comes to both gender identity and family structure.
Are they going to have a Zay Potato Head?
They didn't announce that, but I mean...
Zay Potato... And why just the head? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Zay Potato. No. I mean, let's not limit it to head.
Yes.
Let's do other things with the potato.
Well, as people freaked out, rolling their eyes and such on social media, Hasbro clarified that the toy brand that was being changed, it's just the brand, the line that is going to be Mr. or it was going to just be Potato Head, not Mr.
Right.
The beloved Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head characters will still exist, names and all. The company will also be releasing a Potato Head family kit that will let kids create all types of families.
The way that we create all types of families these days anyway. When I was a little kid, and I'm older than you guys, Mr. Potato Head literally was a box of just the noses and ears and eyeballs, and you used an actual potato.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, and you stuck
it
in.
You got a potato, and these things, and they were sharp as push pins, buddy. You could stick one into your hand or step on one. And
that's the worst.
One extra eyeball in the middle of your forehead, bleeding all over the place. That's yeah, why toys
gotta
were fun.
In, it's got to go in the potato. Yes, yeah, you got to be able to work that thing in.
Yeah, then and then your mother would find like some nasty, stinky potato that you've been playing with under a couch or someplace like that, you know, like a month later. Why does this room smell so awful? The thing's sprouting little sprouts. Ah! You have these little hybrid potato people. Ah! It was fun. Lots of fun.
Yeah, creative families there.
Good times,
so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the new change is to the line only. So you'll still be able to get like the mustache and stuff like that. You know, the
nice of them. Nice of them to be inclusive.
Sure. Meanwhile, the Associated Press is reporting that the U.S. military conducted airstrikes against facilities in eastern Syria that the Pentagon said were used by Iran-backed militia groups. This was in response to recent attacks against U.S. personnel in Iraq. The airstrikes were announced by a Pentagon spokesperson who said that the action was authorized by President Biden. The U.S. attack reportedly destroyed multiple facilities at a border control point. The U.S. was retaliating for a rocket attack earlier this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member, another coalition troops. Meanwhile, the Associated Press says this morning, and I love their terminology here, Democrats are ready to shove a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package through the House today. Now, Republicans say it's too big. Mm.
This is the wrong plan at the wrong time for all the wrong reasons.
What would they have me cut? How much time do you have, Mr. President, to go through the litany of things in this bill that have nothing to do with COVID?
Yeah, but Democrats are all like,
we are still in a historic crisis of health, of the economy.
COVID-19 pandemic is a once-in-a-century tragedy. It requires a once-in-a-century congressional response.
Yeah. Right. So what we really want to know about, though, is when can you expect that stimulus check? Because that's, you know,
where my money?
That's pretty much what this is going to do for us. Before being sworn into office, President Biden announced that $1.9 trillion coronavirus plan, which included $1,400 stimulus checks to Americans. Mm-hmm. The legislation does provide a third stimulus check, which will be $1,400 for a single taxpayer.
Wow.
$2,800 for a married couple, plus $1,400 per dependent. Yeah. Individuals earning up to $75,000 per year would get the full amount, as well as married couples making up to $150,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is the American Rescue Plan. It would include pumping billions of dollars into state and local governments, as well as additional aid to businesses impacted by the pandemic. So the full U.S. House of Representatives will be voting on their version of this bill, which does include the stimulus checks. The House Budget Committee passed it on Monday. Then the bill would be sent over to the Senate for consideration. But there is a little holdup there, because tied up in the bill is that $15 per hour minimum wage hike, which will not be included in the Senate version of the bill they're reporting this morning.
Okay.
But let's say the rest of it gets passed. 13 News Now says that Democrats and President Biden want to have the COVID-19 relief plan approved by March 14th. And that date is significant because that's when extra unemployment assistance and other pandemic aid expires. If the Senate makes a change to the bill, which they just did, taking out that $15 minimum wage hike.
Right.
It's going to have to go back to the House for approval again, and we'll go back and forth until it gets worked out. Now, if it does get worked out, and if the IRS is able to keep the previous timelines, Americans would start receiving those stimulus checks somewhere around late March, early April.
Oh, just in time to pay your taxes.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go.
And that is one of the potential holdups there. A possible complicating factor is that this round of stimulus checks would likely be going out while the IRS is dealing with tax returns.
Oh, okay. So seriously,
could that actually hold it up and push it back?
Good point.
The way that they have their timeline worked out, if the stimulus package is signed into law on that March 14th date that they have the goal of, based on previous relief plans, the first direct deposits would go out the week of March 22nd.
Okay.
So that's what we're looking at.
So, help us on the way. It's about a month away.
Yeah.
Because we're February 26th today, and you say March 22-ish.
That's that week, yeah. Now, elsewhere in money, $500,000. Yeah. That is the reward for Lady Gaga's two missing dogs.
Yeah.
On Wednesday night, Lady Gaga's dog walker, Ryan Fisher, was out with her three French bulldogs, Gustave, Koji, and Miss Asia. Around 9:40 p.m., a car pulled up alongside them. Two people jumped out. They yelled at Ryan to give it up, but he really put up a fight. The robbers were not messing around, though. They ended up shooting him in the stomach and chest with a semi-automatic handgun. I saw one report that said he was shot four times.
Holy crap.
However, he is recovering, quote, recovering well at the hospital. So the thieves were able to get away with two of the dogs. They got Gustav and Koji. Miss Asia actually ran from them and ran back to Ryan as he was laying on the ground, so she's safe. As for the other two, Lady Gaga is offering a $500,000 reward for their return. No questions asked.
Really?
Now, of course, she's not going to be asking questions, but the authorities will.
Dude, I was going to say, you know, I was in on the $500,000 if it was going to lead to the capture and arrest of people that are willing to shoot other people over dogs.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
If it's just to get the dogs back? Priorities.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that in the comments on social
media
yesterday.
Not my money. So it's not my money to spend. But I was in when it was like capture of the a-holes.
Yes. Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Well, this isn't just a dog napping. There's a gun. There's an attempted murder.
Yes,
You might be wondering what the end game is here. Even, you know, the stupidest criminal and stupid news should know that you're not going to shoot Lady Gaga's dog walker, take her dogs, cash in the ransom, and, you know, ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. No questions asked isn't going to happen either, because they will be there with handcuffs waiting for you to try and claim that
money. Yes, they will. Yeah. The thieves might not even have known or cared that the dogs were Lady Gaga's. The American Kennel Club says that the theft is increasingly a big problem. French bulldogs are among the most popular targets. They're worth a lot of money, and they're relatively easy to grab and run with.
Wow.
At the time of the shooting, Lady Gaga was in Rome. She was shooting her role in the new movie Gucci. She hasn't said anything publicly about the dog walker, but it is safe to assume that she's going to take care of him. I mean, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
At the time. Yeah. There are no suspects yet. The car was supposedly a white Nissan Altima. There is some video of this. TMZ has the uncensored video of the shooting and dog abduction, but it's kind of hard to watch. You hear the gunshots. You hear Ryan screaming for help.
The guy's screaming. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then you hear a neighbor say, I'm calling 911 for you.
Yeah.
It's a doorbell cam. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Entertainment Tonight talked to someone who knows Ryan, and he thinks the dogs were stolen because they were Lady Gaga's. He said Ryan walked the dogs there that same time every single day. So it was kind of like a known route for
him. That's like 9:30 at night or something.
And as for French bulldogs, they can go for more than $10,000, but a stolen dog's not going to have the official paperwork, so, you know, I'm probably not going to get much more than $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
If someone knew they were buying Lady Gaga's dogs, who knows, though? Maybe more than that.
I don't know. I think you stole a Picasso here.
Yeah.
That it's they're just too identifiable. You're never going to be able to leverage this Lady Gaga connection for any profit, because nobody wants to go near this.
No. Who wants to...
I know, and I know someone was shot in the commission. This isn't even a dog napping anymore. This is a major crime, and I don't know at what level you would be implicated.
Yeah,
if you knew that those were the dogs from the shooting and you bought them,
yeah,
I don't know,
for more than $500,000 at this point, because
that's what she's offering, right?
Yeah,
they're you know what? The best thing those guys can do is dump those dogs somewhere and take off, because this is no longer what you planned on it being when you set out.
It's not just the police after them.
Oh, yeah.
Lady Gaga's friend and her Machete Kills co-star, Danny Trejo, is on the case.
Really?
He was on NBC last night, and he said that he wants to help police and that he's got people involved.
We're not busting down doors, but we just know people that deal with dogs. People don't just drive around and say, hey, look, there's two dogs. So they targeted her. You know, the police, they have a lot of stuff to do. So the dog napping is like eighth on the list. The shooting of this guy is like, wait a minute. That means these guys are total amateurs. Tragic.
Yeah. Now you got Machete after you.
And he's for real.
Yes.
He knows people that operate in those streets.
Uh-huh. So he tweeted to Lady Gaga yesterday, sorry to hear about your dogs. We got people out here looking for them.
You know, this stuff can work. Did you see the story about Olivia Munn? She has a friend. He's an Asian guy, and I can't remember his name. But somebody in New York, you know how in New York they punch Rick Moranis in the face?
Yes.
Somebody came up to this guy's mom and shoved her down on the sidewalk, and she went unconscious and had to have stitches and everything.
Oh, my God.
And so there was another surveillance camera video.
Sure.
And Olivia Munn put it out to her followers online, and within 24 hours, they had the dude's name. And it all came in off the crowdsourcing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody knows somebody who
it's
saw
like a
something 47-year-old
man.
Dude,
we're a little old for this.
Yeah.
And they think it's because mom was Asian, and it's the pandemic, and everybody has ramped up this, you know, anti-Asian thing, and it's New York. New Yorkers are becoming a-holes again. There was a couple of nice decades in there when they cleaned the place up and everybody was really nice, but they're becoming jerky faces.
Yeah, well, when you punch Rick Moranis, you know, yes. Sucker punch him, take him down. I mean, that is
He's an old dude.
Jerk move, for real. Yeah. All right, I'll end with this today. Right. The Golden Globes air on Sunday on NBC. Now, emphasis on the word globes here, because during the broadcast, viewers will see what is most likely the very first ever commercial to show lactating breasts on broadcast TV.
Are we going to watch them actually lactate? What about the breasts puts them in the lactating category?
Now, the commercial is out there, and
Did you watch it?
You can see it. I saw the opening screenshot of it,
right.
And it is a mom who is currently breastfeeding.
So
like she's
actually
got them both out.
Breastfeeding the child.
Yeah, all yeah. Right. So it's a commercial for Freedom Mom, a company that makes products for postnatal breast care. And it shows the hardships breastfeeding moms go through, like leaking, clogging, getting the baby to latch properly. Yeah. There are nipples. There are lots and lots of nipples in the commercial,
really?
Including
right.
ones that squirt. There's a low-key...
Are they going to show squirting nipples? Because that seems like it would cross a boundary.
Yeah, it does. What time is this commercial?
I was going to say, that is also like fetish wear.
Should we see it now? I mean, it's out there.
Yeah,
let's
watch it now.
It's the Freedom Mom lactating
Freedom
breasts.
Freedom Mom.
Yeah, Frida, F-R-I.
Oh, Frida.
Like almost Friday, but without the Y. Freedom Mom. There's a low-key hilarious moment where a mom drops a piece of popcorn on her baby's head and then eats it without using her hands.
Yeah, she just like leans out. I read that part and I thought, okay, I can see that.
Their message is care for your breasts, not just the baby.
Okay. That's a good message. I think we could all agree with that. Is this
it? The second one down.
Oh, okay.
I recognize that.
Right, it's important.
Yeah, those are breasts.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Those are.
Yeah. I recognize those.
I recognize that.
All right, there's the boobie out. Yeah. All right. It's a baby eating.
Okay.
Let's all watch babies eat.
All right.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
All right. So now there's. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There are straight up nipples as it starts.
Interesting. But again. You know,
it's not sexual.
No, no, no.
Unless you're a freak.
Yeah, they should use this to weed out society.
Yeah.
If they show you that video and you bone up, you need to get out of here.
Yeah.
You need to go to an island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something wrong with you.
You have problems.
Yeah. Yeah. That should in no way.
It no way be sexualized
right,
at
right,
all.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Here.
All right. There's hooked to the pumps. There's some big boobs. There's some leaky boobs.
Which, yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah, as you know, Sean.
Yes,
Sean knows. Yeah. There she.
Cleaning.
Is she trying to massage
them?
Yeah,
because sometimes they'll get clogged.
Infection.
Yeah. I had that happen once. That was that time where I had a fever and I couldn't come in to work.
Yeah.
And I told.
that's right.
Eric told you I had girl problems.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, it sounds like I have an infected crotch or something with that. But
much worse.
Yes. Because
the lie was worse than the truth.
Because Eric said girl problems. She had girl problems, but you knew that I had a fever and that I had been. So, it had to. Sound terrible, so I had to come in here and like clear that up and be
Eric doesn't like talking to anybody, and when any dude
for a guy
says
that's on the radio,
when any dude says she has girl problems, it shuts the conversation down immediately.
And he knows that,
and then he can just keep walking without saying another word.
It resulted
mission accomplished for him.
That's what he was going for.
It resulted in some of the best 15 minutes of radio this station has ever produced.
Well,
yeah,
because then I had to like clear up the fact that like my vagina wasn't. You know, giving me a...
on fire to a degree where I'm feverish.
Yes. That's not
the
what's
entire,
going on.
Oh, I've let this go, haven't I?
The entire newscast became that. Like, it was all the whole thing, and it was amazing.
It was funny, though.
Yes. But, and that commercial
really
stepped right in it, didn't he?
I agree.
Right,
I agree, though. That commercial, much more... real about the whole time.
Oh,
well,
it's 100% real.
Yeah.
And it's 100% going to make people mad.
Yeah, it will. Which,
oh, of course.
Yes, people are going to get very upset.
This is going
to
be horrifying.
Yes. How dare they?
There'll be some group somewhere for sure.
Right?
No, I hope they got their clogs out. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's my takeaway from that.
The woman's in the shower, and she has clearly an adult pleasure toy.
Uh-huh.
And she is using it as the fake version. You know, the way they sell them.
Yes.
Oh, it's good for your
massager.
Neck.
Yes.
It's a massager. Yeah. She needs it as a massager. It's hysterical.
Got to break this clog up, man.
She's using it for a real thing.
Yep. Yeah. Around here today, we do have a chance of rain moving in later in the day. Between now and then, partly sunny, partly cloudy skies, a high near 50, a northeast wind, 10 to 13 miles per hour. Rain overnight tonight, 44 is your low. And then as we go through the weekend, chances of rain, cloudy skies, but it's going to be a lot warmer. 65 is your high tomorrow, up to 70 on Sunday.
Yes.
Right now we're at 43 degrees, and I am Shelly for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.